Mythic Hunters is meant for an adult audience, so be sure to check the show notes for any content warnings on each episode.
Hello, fellow Truth Cadets. You ever gaze up at the sky and wonder what else is out there? What myth lurks in the dark? Can the unknown be known? Or does it? Then join us on this journey we call the hunt for the destination we call the truth. Welcome to Mythic Hunters. You might recognize me as the Channel 7 news journalist that broke the story of the mistreatment of animals at the zoo, or as the Channel 7 news journalist that broke his nose at an underground koala fight club. I'm Burke Ashley. Another day, another drink. Another dollar, another drink. Another drink, another drink. Let's see what our topic of tonight is. Men in Black. I love that movie. Solid flick. Written and directed by the same guy as Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values. Good stuff. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Let's do. We have Ryan here who has met the Men in Black.
Please don't use my real name. I understood that you would mask my voice so I can remain anonymous for my safety.
Of course. Let me turn that on. Got it. I think you're good to go.
Okay, thank you. Now I feel safe.
So tell us, are you Team Will?
I'm not following.
Agent J, the Fresh Prince, Hitch? Are you too young for these references? You look at least 30.
I really wish you wouldn't disclose my age or anything else that could identify me. But no, I'm not Team Will.
Really? Did you even see The Pursuit of Happiness? It'll change your mind. The guy has range.
It's a great movie, but that's not what this is about.
You're more of a T. Lee Jones guy? Tommy L. J.? I can respect that. Batman Forever got a bad rap. I personally thought it was supposed to be campy. Bat nipples.
We aren't talking about movies. The Men in Black films were based on true events.
I don't like the way you use the word true. Did you or did you not meet Tommy Lee Jones and slash or Jada Pinkett Smith's current slash possible ex-husband?
Not, but I did have an encounter with the real Men in Black.
Real ones? Great. The one time I'm interested. Do you know I have to wake up, deal with life, drink myself to sleep, wake up, come here, talk about ridiculous stories, get in my car, drink myself to sleep, wake up, drive home, and drink myself to sleep?
Can you just read this?
The Men in Black are known to be agents from an undisclosed top-secret agency. They are believed to cover up UFO sightings by intimidation, erasing memories, or even assassination of witnesses. They are extremely pale, wear black suits, drive unmarked black cars, and some say that the Men in Black may be aliens themselves. Interesting. Not one thing about the Oscar for Best Makeup.
I was told I could share my story here.
Whatever. You already messed everything up. Just go. Just go.
I lived in a farmhouse. Not much goes on there. But one night, I saw a bright circle of light in the sky. I walked towards it.
Oh, I've also seen the moon.
It wasn't the moon. I don't know what it was. The next morning, there was a crop circle in our field. That night, two men, pale, tall, knocked at my front door. I woke up 2 days later with no memory and a loss of time.
It's called tequila. I've been there. I kind of like being there. Hell, let's both go there.
I don't drink.
You should, because it's amazing. Let's check in with our reporter in the field. Sierra?
Hey, Burke, it's me, Sierra Peralta, in the field, in an undisclosed location that is known for UFO sightings, in an actual field. I'm in the field.
Are you proud of that joke?
Yes, I am. Did you not like it?
I gotta be honest with you. I loved it. Please continue.
Great. This morning I flew into Pageville, Montana.
This paper says that's where Ryan is from.
What happened to undisclosed? Please don't name my hometown. It could mean my life.
Whoa. I see a bright light in the sky. I'm going to go get a closer look.
Well, watch out for those country types, Sierra. Their votes count too, you know. Farm people. Creepy.
Hey, that's offensive.
Farm people? Isn't that what rednecks prefer to be called? Pig fucker seems derogatory. What do you like to be called, Ryan?
Not Ryan. Please don't use my first name.
You got it, Mr. Erickson. How you doing out there, Sierra?
There's a crop circle here. A black car just showed up and two men dressed in black suits just got out. They're tall and pale white. I'm gonna go say hi.
No, that's how it happens. They erase the mind.
Great work, Sierra. You managed to find two tall, pasty, white people in the Midwest. Weird. Let's meet our expert on this week's nonsense.
Why?
UFO-logist. Ufologist. Like apologist, ufologist, ufologist. Ufologist Lauren Bandstand.
Nonsense? I have dedicated years to researching the Men in Black, and I can assure you, your guest's concerns are very real.
His concerns that the Men in Black make up are two listeners, and they care if I say Ryan's wearing a gray polo shirt and slacks with... Get off my mic!
Stop describing him!
Whatever you say. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Nope, not to you, skeptic.
You seem a little standoffish.
The same could be said about you, but now the tables have turned.
I have no tables in this. I'm in this for a paycheck. I don't buy into this show at all.
Really? UFOs? Aliens? Not even the Men in Black?
Like I said, the movies are great. Most of them. But there's no proof the Men in Black are real.
If the Men in Black weren't real, then how was a movie based off of them? Mic drop.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't literally drop that. While I hook this mic back up, let's check in with Sierra.
Hey, Burke. It's me, Sierra, in the field, in a place that is known for UFO sightings. In an actual field. I'm in a...
In the field. Still a solid joke. How is that crop circle and two dudes in black suits?
Now that you mention it, there is a crop circle and two men in black suits. I'll be back.
She won't be back. We never come back. Not the same way we were, at least.
The mic is fixed, so Lauren, the floor is yours.
Your co-host was mentioning crop circles. What do you think caused those?
Bored people. It's nothing more than farm produce vandalism.
Do you have proof of that?
No, it's just kind of obvious.
Like how it's obvious that humans didn't have technology to build the pyramids? Your words, not mine.
Not my words. But aliens don't exist, so it doesn't matter.
Aliens are real. You don't believe just a little bit?
No.
Okay, 1947. If aliens don't exist, then how did they crash in Roswell?
It was a weather balloon.
Why would aliens be in a weather balloon? That's ridiculous.
You sure got me there.
Point alternative history.
I said don't drop that again. Sierra?
Hey, Verk. It's me, Sierra, in the field, in a place that is known for fields. Oh, look, crowd triangle, car, I'll back.
She's gone.
This is clearly a textbook Men in Black UFO cover-up.
Or it could be something real.
Do you hear this idiot? He's being hysterical. Overdramatic, and I will fight him right now.
But first, a word from this week's sponsor. Need to go somewhere? Need a way to get there? Don't even know how you got in this car? Then Shady XL is the rideshare for you. fast, discreet, and inconspicuous. Our luxury sedans come in your choice of three different unique colors: black, obsidian, and midnight gray. We are the leader in rideshare technology. Even if you don't know where you are, Shady XL will find you. Shady XL, the last rideshare service you'll ever use.
Was that supposed to be some sort of joke?
No, but you know who's on fire with jokes about fields tonight? Sierra, let's check in.
Hey, Burke, it's me, Sierra, in the field. In a place that is known for UFO sightings, in an actual field. I'm in the field. That's a joke I wrote. I don't remember what my mother's face looks like. Oh, hey, black car. I go to.
In the field. She still got it.
She's in danger of losing her memories.
We have a caller. Good news. Someone was actually listening. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, that's what it is? Okay. Thank you. Will the owner of a 2007 Kia Montana license plate, SDF261, please move your car? You are in a red zone.
Burke, stop giving out my information.
Ugh, not cool. You and me outside right now. Bare knuckle, full contact.
You were serious about fighting? I'm not going to fight you. Here we are in the parking lot. Ryan is walking to his car and Lauren is stretching.
Let's see if you've got hands, Ashley, because you look like you have a glass jaw.
I have no idea what that means, but I know I don't like that you have a roll of quarters in your fist.
Burke! Help me!
Listeners, two men just threw Ryan into the back of a black car. And now they're speeding away. If I didn't know any better, I'd say Ryan is using Shady XL rideshare service.
You are so thick-headed. You have proof right here that your co-host and your guest were abducted by the Men in Black. So now it's time for you to get memory loss the old-fashioned way, Burke. Blunt force trauma.
Look, we're not going to agree on anything. Drop it. Everything is a letdown tonight. First, I thought the kid wanted to talk about the Men in Black movies. Then he made me think he was Team Tommy Lee Jones, and then...
I love Tommy Lee Jones.
Even as Two-Face?
Especially as Two-Face. That movie was supposed to be campy.
Bat nipples! Thank you! I actually have the line producer's cut with the assistant costume designer's commentary on HD DVD.
Wow, I'd love to see that, but you probably can't leave work.
No, it's fine. We'll let Sierra wrap it up. Sierra, can you do the sign-off?
Oh, what should I do with my mic?
Who cares? The show's over. Drop it.
Like, how many times a year do you watch this movie?
I mean, how many times, like, a week, honestly?
It can be measured daily, daily.
See, you get it.
No problem, Sierra. I'm someone in the back of a car going somewhere, joined by somebody. What's your name?
Ryan.
It's nice to meet you, Sierra. Oh, the car stopped, and now our new friend is being transferred to another car.
You did this to me! My blood is on your hands, Burke Ashley! You son of a bitch!
Not sure why he's riding in the trunk. And now it looks like we're headed to a tunnel going underground. The two men are handing me a black cloth to wear over my head. Anyways, I'm Burke Ashley. Singing off, is life one big hunt mythic? Who am I to say? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
Mythic Hunters was created by Sarah Golub and E. Sandero, is produced, sound engineered, and edited by Lauren Bancroft, and features an original musical score by Eric Jorgensen. Today's episode was written and directed by E. Sandero and features the voice talents of Kirk Novak, Savannah Parra, Ryan Pig, and Lauren Bancroft. Mythic Hunters is a Bancroft Inc. production.
Yeah, I really like those bat nipples.
So I'm pretty active in the cosplay community, and there's actually a subsection of people who are just dedicated to the bat nipples.
And it's not sexual at all.
I know, but that's the weird part, right?